With SDPB News, I'm Jeremy Ludeman. After a short respite, cold and snowy weather returns to South Dakota Thursday, Friday, and into the weekend. A winter storm watch is in effect for western and central counties for Thursday night into Saturday. Troy Kleffman with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen says most of the state could get heavy snow with the storm.
Snow amounts still a little up in the air, although hopefully over the next 24 hours we'll start to get those nailed down. But there is still a pretty good potential for significant snow just about anywhere from the Mo Valley east across the state from Thursday night through Saturday.
Kleffman says wind gusts of 50 to 60 miles per hour will create dangerous travel conditions at times during the storm. The South Dakota Libertarian Party feels optimistic heading into its convention this weekend, where members will ultimately decide on a gubernatorial candidate. The party has 9 candidates running for national, state, and county races, including 4 for the South Dakota House of Representatives and 1 for the state Senate. State Libertarian Party Chair Aaron Allward says that's the most candidates they've had running for seats in South Dakota.
Actions have shown that the parties both like to spend. When, you know, the Republicans always preach that they're for minimal government, you know, not spending a lot of taxpayers' dollars, where, you know, actions have shown otherwise. So I think a lot of people are getting fed up with that. You know, a lot of people don't like the current president, and they're looking for other options.
The number of candidates may be attributed in large part to emergency legislation that passed through the legislature this year. House Bill 1286 set up an alternative political party framework. If a total party's legislation is less than 2.5% of the total number of registered voters, they qualify for that designation. A reminder, a winter storm watch is in effect for West River and Central South Dakota starting tomorrow night. For tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a chance of rain in the northeast and the Black Hills, with lows mainly in the 30s.